Proclamation number 5608 of 21st of February, 1953. Offering guidance on life's way. Word of God. You may daily receive words of love. You may daily bask in the ray of divine love. You receive light and strength, and your soul can recover and mature upwards. The divine water of life flows to you, the Word, which is food and drink for your soul. For it is true bread from heaven from which you can draw strength on your earthly path of life. It is truly a gift of grace, the value of which you cannot yet measure, but good for him who makes use of it, for he will live forever. Although it is available to all people, only a few respect and make use of it. And that is why the majority of people walk on the road to death, for they do not strive towards the right aim because they lack the strength to do so. That is why they only walk on flat roads which require little strength, and these always lead deeper down and end in the valley of death, from where it is extremely difficult to ascend again, from where it is completely impossible without help. And that is why the word shall be brought to the wanderers again and again as long as they are still on earth. They should not be left to their self-chosen fate. Again and again callers should stand by the wayside and try to stop them on the path which leads to ruin. Their attention should be drawn to the path which, although more arduous, leads safely to the aim. They should be offered a refreshing drink and good strong bread from heaven if they feel too weak to tread the path upwards. They shall be lovingly helped so that they can lift themselves up and overcome their weakness, and they shall be quietly urged onto the right path. The guides shall offer themselves to safely escort them. And the loving care can also entice people from the wrong path so that the weak will gladly follow them and allow themselves to be guided, for love is capable of much and touches the fellow human being's soul beneficially, and then the wayfarer, who has once feasted on the water of life, can constantly desire it, and he will then constantly receive nourishment for his soul. You who camp at the source of life, watch out for such weary earth walkers who trudge along off the path, without strength and without knowledge of where the path they have taken leads. Stand by the wayside with filled bowls and feed them. Do not let them go on without warning, but seek to persuade them to join you and walk upwards together with you. Offer them your help and give them what you yourselves receive in abundance. Announce the gospel to them, the pure word of God, and thus also impart strength and light to those who still walk on earth in spiritual weakness and darkness, so that they will not get lost, so that they will not go astray into the abyss. For this is your reward which you constantly receive, that you offer the bread of heaven to those who hunger and thirst, so that they too may desire it from God, so that they too may come to the Lord's table to receive grace upon grace, so that they may live forever. Amen.